This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome to studio Russ Collins. He's the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater and typically stops by on a Thursday for Cinema Chat, but we assume you're probably going to be somewhat busy tomorrow. And with that in mind, we want to make sure that you have all the information you need in case you need to either go out and do something fun with family for the Thanksgiving holiday and see a movie, or alternatively get away from family and go out and see a movie.
That's absolutely correct. It works both ways.
Indeed it does.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody, a day early for sure. And the Hollywood movie award season is in full swing, and we've got some great stuff that points that out. But we kick off the holidays tomorrow on Friday. Tomorrow, there's a lot of great films playing, but on Friday, Black Friday as it were, we're going to do Warner Brothers cartoons to celebrate the holiday. It's going to be at 11:30 in the morning on Friday, November 27th. In the evening, we have a sing-along White Christmas program.
This has become a great tradition.
Yeah,
town,
it's always,
you know,
a lot of fun. I mean, we not only put the lyrics of all the songs to this 1950s Hollywood holiday classic, but we also point out the continuity errors in the shooting of the film, which is also
which you can
kind
find
of fun
in most movies.
Absolutely, but it's fun to point it out in this one. And then our holiday classic film series starts on Sunday with Elf, which is a modern holiday classic, and it continues with The Muppet Christmas Carol the following Sunday, How the Grinch Stole Christmas on the 13th, and it ends up with It's a Wonderful Life on December 20th. But the great films that are playing downtown include Trumbo, which is Dalton Trumbo was a screenwriter back in Hollywood's heyday, and his career continued down into the 70s. He wrote a really classic novel called Johnny Got His Gun, which was very
one of the great
impactful
classic anti-war novels ever written. In fact, it was banned.
For a period of time, it certainly was. And Bryan Cranston plays Dalton Trumbo. The reviews on this are very good, and the cast is amazing. It's got Diane Lane, Elle Fanning, Helen Mirren, John Goodman, Louis C.K., and many more that are in the cast. The critical consensus is Trumbo serves as an honorable and well-acted tribute to a brilliant writer's principled stand. The Boston Globe said Cranston's performance is the motor that turns Trumbo, and that motor never idles, never flags in moments of magnetism or idealistic scorn. Los Angeles Times also loved it, and it's definitely worth checking out. So a little bit of Hollywood history, well acted by a very great cast. And then the film that's getting just tremendous buzz right now is Brooklyn. It's based on a novel that came out a few years ago that a lot of people loved. It's got 99% positive reviews.
That almost never happens.
And as beloved as the novel is, the movie is more beloved.
And that almost never happens, too.
That's totally true. And Saoirse Ronan, who's this young Irish actress, plays an Irish immigrant that comes to Brooklyn in the 1950s. Her homesickness quickly diminishes as she finds romance in New York. She's drawn back to Ireland, finds romance there, and then that's the intrinsic conflict of her working out these cultural and romantic realities in her life. The critical consensus is Brooklyn but outstanding performances from Saoirse Ronan and Emery Cohen with a rich period drama that tugs at the heartstring as deftly as it satisfies the mind. Nothing better than that. New York Times, great review. Kenneth Turin from the Los Angeles Times says, a godsend for audiences who hunger for rich emotional wit, grace, and not a trace of sentimentality. Brooklyn illustrates the power of restraint in dealing with poignant, impassioned material.
Definite, high praise indeed.
Not worth missing. It is Brooklyn, and it's playing right now. Spotlight is another film that's got 97% positive reviews, and it's about their long investigation to uncover the decades-old cover-up in the Boston Catholic Church, and this is about the Boston Globe's journalistic adventure there. It's, again, got a great cast. Mark Ruffalo, Michael Keaton, Rachel McAdams, and Stanley Tucci are featured players. The critical consensus there is Spotlight gracefully handles the lurid details of the fact-based story while resisting the temptation to lionize its heroes, resulting in a drama that honors the audience as well as the real-life subjects. Again, Ken Turin and the New York Times both really liked this film. Spotlight will definitely...
And there's a subtext there that true journalism can really make a difference.
Absolutely. And it's interesting to contrast that with Truth, which was the recent Robert Redford film that came out. That was a little more complex, but maybe not quite as satisfying. Spotlight, again, has just gotten great, great reviews. We have a Suffragette that's currently playing Carey Mulligan, Helena Bonham Carter, and
Meryl Streep.
She has a very small role in this. But it's about the turn of the 20th century women's movement in Britain. I liked it a lot. It was very filmic, and it just shows how when you're really trying to make a difference in society, it's not easy, and a lot of sacrifices were made for these extraordinary social movements that took place. Room is another film that is getting a lot of buzz. The critical 96% positive reviews. The critical consensus here is led by an incredible work from Brie Larson and Jacob Tremblay. Room makes an unforgettable and harrowing and undeniably rewarding experience.
Do you think there's going to be a gathering of critics over the next couple of months saying, listen, too many of us are liking too many movies.
Well,
we've got to stop or our jobs are going to go away.
Well, we've been through a period of time when films have not been particularly well-reviewed in the late summer and early fall. So I think some of it is just the release pattern that they really held up for this holiday release period as a ramp-up to the awards season. And this is about a mother played by Brie Larson and her son who's never seen anything other than this 10x10 room that they've lived in for 5 years. And it's about the son's integration into the world and the emotional and worldly kind of experiences that they both have. We continue with our Steven Spielberg series of the double bill of Raiders of the Lost Ark and Indiana Jones on Saturday at 11 p.m. The Yours Truly John Waters series continues on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And then at the Multiplex, Creed, which is a follow-up to the
it's Rocky 27.
Rocky, yeah, exactly. Sylvester Stallone plays a boxing coach that is coaching Creed's
Apollo Creed, yeah.
Son, who's a boxer. The Good Dinosaur is the Pixar animation film that there's a tremendous amount of box office expectation, and Pixar always does a great, great job. And then Victor Frankenstein has James McAvoy as the scientist, and Daniel Radcliffe is his protege.
Harry Potter dude?
Yeah, it's the Harry Potter dude. And they tell the Frankenstein story. It looks like a very interesting and well-executed
film. You know, movies are great, and I hope that people go to the theater this weekend, but there is entertainment of a different form to be discussed as well.
And I love it because it's a noon on Saturday, so you can watch the Ohio State-Michigan game and still go to all the movies that you need to go to.
There you go. Now, it is going to be a huge day in Ann Arbor. It is the first in what we expect is going to be a great rivalry between Jim Harbaugh and Urban Meyer, but the continuing and stature of the rivalry between Ohio State and Michigan. You have to give me a prediction here. Now, Ohio State wet the bed last weekend against Michigan State, and congratulations to Spartan Nation. Better team won last week. What's going to happen this week?
Well, I'm a little anxious because if Ohio State loses to two Michigan teams consecutively, I'm afraid that a black hole will open up in the middle of Ohio, sucking the entire state down immediately. So, but I got to say, I'm thinking Michigan 24, Ohio State 17. It should be a battle of defenses and wit and a lot of hard pounding on both sides of the line.
I had this conversation yesterday with Mark Braun, Mr. B, and he predicted that Michigan would win 23-17.
Okay.
I'm predicting that Michigan will win 27-13.
Well, there we go.
So I think we're all unanimous that Michigan is likely to win on Saturday. Either way, may the rivalry.
This is hard for a Buckeye fan like yourself to say that, too.
It's been a good run. It's been a good run. We'll have to just take our lumps and move on and hope for next year, I think. But in any case, enjoy the game. Enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for this special Wednesday edition of Cinema Chat.
Happy Thanksgiving and gobble gobble from Cinema Chat.